Leviticus chapter 9. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 1. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And so they carried out all the details of the seven-day consecration period in the sanctuary. And now, on the eighth day, Aaron begins his service as the high priest. Aaron was not a sinless high priest. He was not the great high priest. That's Jesus. So he needed to make a sin offering for himself. And you know, on all great public occasions, the high priest had to begin by making an offering for himself. And that's because in order to minister to others, his sins needed to be forgiven. Verse 3. And unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering, also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings, to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meal offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. The people were to bring all the offerings to God, except for the trespass offering. The sin offering made atonement for the person. This is an important distinction. The sin offering made an atonement for the person, which symbolized redemption. The trespass offering atoned for only one specific offense. In other words, the trespass offering symbolized the cleansing for a particular sin. Verse 5. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar, and offer thy sin offering, and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself, and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make an atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. And the people obey, and Moses assures them that the glory of God is going to appear. Verse 8. It says, Aaron, therefore, went unto the altar and slew the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. Verse 9. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the fat above the liver of the sin offering he burned upon the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 11, and the flesh and the hide he burned with fire outside the camp. Aaron carried out the ritual of the sin offering in detail. The sin offering was made first. And that's because the sin problem is the first one that needs to be settled in our lives. We have to come to God as sinners and get our sins forgiven through Jesus Christ today. 12. And he slew the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood which he sprinkled around about the altar. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof and the head, and he burned them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs and burn them upon the burnt offering on the altar. after the sin offering, Aaron presented the burnt offering, which, remember, is symbolic of a complete dedication to God. And before you can be dedicated to God, you have to have your sins removed. 15. And that's why the sin offering was always offered before the burnt offering. 15. And he brought the people's offering, took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it and offered it for sin, as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the custom. So all these offerings are pictures of Christ, every single one of them. The sin offering pictured how he removed our sin. The burnt offering pictured how his life was completely dedicated to God, which made his sin offering effective. The peace offering, well, that was symbolic of the peace that Jesus has made between sinners and man when those sinners received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Verse 17. And he brought the meal offering and took an handful thereof and burned it upon the altar besides the burnt sacrifice of the morning. And he slew also the bullock and the ram for a sacrifice of peace offerings, which was for the people. And Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood which he sprinkled upon the altar round about. And the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which covereth the inwards, and the kidneys, and the fat above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breasts, and he burned it. And I should say he burned the fat upon the altar. And the breast and the right shoulder Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. Now, the grain offering and the peace offering followed the proper rituals, as God had prescribed earlier. And then people are now accepted by God. And so you can bet blessing is going to follow. Verse 22. And it says, and Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them. Here we go. And came down from the offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And watch this, the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Well, I just can't imagine the excitement. The noise must have just echoed through the Israeli camp. When Moses and Aaron come out of the tabernacle to bless the people, all of a sudden, the glory of God appears. And then that really amazing thing happens. A supernatural fire from God himself blasts the offerings and consumes them. That was God's dramatic stamp of approval on the sacrifices, on the Aaronic priesthood, on everything that Moses told them to do, and on the fact that they followed the word of God.